When we talk, sometimes we say things directly. I'm going to the store. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Other times, though, we talk in a way that conjures up a small scene. It's raining cats and dogs out, we say, or I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. Metaphors are a way to talk about one thing by describing something else that may seem roundabout, but it's not. Seeing and hearing and tasting are how we know anything first. The philosopher William James described the world of newborn infants as a buzzing and blooming confusion. Abstract ideas are pale things compared to those first bees and blossoms. Metaphors think with the imagination and the senses. The hot chili peppers in them explode in the mouth and the mind. They're also precise. We don't really stop to think about a raindrop the size of an actual cat or dog, but as soon as I do, I realize that I'm quite certain the dog has to be a small one, a Cocker Spaniel or a Dachshund, and not a Golden Lab or Newfoundland. I think a beagle might be about right. A metaphor isn't true or untrue in any ordinary sense. Metaphors are art, not science. But they can still feel right or wrong. A metaphor that isn't good leaves you confused. You know what it means to feel like a square wheel, but not what it's like to be tired as a whale. There's a paradox to metaphors. They almost always say things that aren't true. If you say, there's an elephant in the room, there isn't an actual one looking for the peanut dish on the table. Metaphors get under your skin by ghosting right past the logical mind. Plus, we're used to thinking in images. Every night we dream impossible things, and when we wake up, that way of thinking still in us. We take off our dream shoes and button ourselves into our lives. Some metaphors include the words like or as, sweet as honey, strong as a tree. Those are called similes. A simile is a metaphor that admits it's making a comparison. Similes tend to make you think. Metaphors let you feel things directly. Take Shakespeare's famous metaphor, all the world's a stage. The world is like a stage, just seems thinner and more boring. Metaphors can also live in verbs. Emily Dickinson begins a poem, I saw no way, the heavens were stitched. And we know instantly what it would feel like if the sky were a fabric sewn shut. They can live in adjectives, too. Still waters run deep, we say of someone quiet and thoughtful, and the deep matters as much as the stillness and the water do.